Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio. This is Project Independence on You, and we'll go right back to talking and chatting with Dr. Jessica Rosati of Long Island Cares, the Harry Chapin Food Bank. And while we were offline, we talked a little bit about one of the areas that you would really like to make sure we understand a lot about is the mobile pantry. So let's discuss that a little bit further.
For anybody listening, if there is a senior in need and it needs some extra support, by all means, call the regional food bank. Anybody can call for information, for an assessment, and ultimately for service should they need. And that phone number very clearly is 631-582-FOOD, which is 3663. And you 3663, and then you can ask to speak with me directly. I'm happy to talk to anybody. If I can't help you, we're going to find somebody who can.
Now, important thing is that you can also call 311 if you didn't get the information and ask them about contact information for Long Island Cares.
That's North Hempstead's 311 call center.
Right.
And then United Way of Long Island is 211.
Right, and you can call United Way of Long Island also at 211. But for our seniors in the town, if you want any further information, you can always call 311, which is the town's call center, 869-6311. So can you tell us a little bit about what the assessment process is so
sure.
people can understand?
Absolutely. You know, our program is very specific. We want to be able to assist homebound seniors over the age of 65. So we're looking for folks who live alone, who no longer drive, and no longer have access to those community resources, or it's very hard for them to access community resources. So maybe they can't get to their local pantry or their supermarket. Maybe they have an aide come in to help prepare for them, or their daughter or son or somebody is checking in on them. So when someone calls me, first and foremost, I'm taking demographic information because I want to know who you are, where you live, and who is in your home. And then I want to know any dietary or mobile limitations that you have, because
right.
I need to know those things to know how much food to give you and, you know, any revisions we have to make on our end. You know, as the regional food bank, we pride ourselves on purchasing the majority of the food that we receive. And because of that, the food that we get in are low sodium, low sugar. We're very conscious of the nutritional components and, you know, seniors, good, bad, or indifferent, are health conscious. They need to be. So we take all of that information. And then if someone is deemed appropriate, we go ahead and place them on our delivery route and start scheduling deliveries.
Is there any income
No.
check or restrictions?
No. Anybody that is food insecure on Long Island can come to the regional food bank for assistance. I'm not going to ask you for verification of your income because it's none of my business.
Right, okay.
You know, we rely on people being honest. And I think that the issue of hunger and food insecurity is a very, you know, it's a sensitive issue. People aren't going to disclose right. that unless they need it.
And it's not really always, you know, a financial issue when you have a senior who is maybe recently widowed, mm-hmm. frail, doesn't drive, can't get to the supermarket, doesn't have family or help, and, you know, maybe has the means but isn't able to get their body into a cab, to the supermarket, shopping, and you know, the things that you really need to be able to get food to your house. So, you know, I think it's a wonderful program.
Thank you.
And understanding that, you know, it's not a means-tested program. It's really a program for people who are hungry. That if you call 631-582-FOOD, you'll get, you know, Long Island Cares. You can also always call the town's 311-869-6311, and we'll help connect. And, you know, we also have many community social workers that work for Project Independence that have all of this information, I think, and they tend to make those referrals to you when needed based on, you know, situations that
right.
happen, and it's all confidential, too. So this is just a wonderful program.
Thank you so much.
To bring, you know, keeping seniors, because obviously Project Independence is an aging in place initiative. Mm-hmm. Our program is designed to keep people in their homes safely. We provide transportation. We subcontract with taxi companies. We have a federal grant that helps us pay for it, keeps the rates low for medical appointments. And of course, you know, we're in North Hempstead, where we just happen to have a lot of hospital and healthcare systems and a lot of doctors. So people in North Hempstead, are very lucky in that we have at our fingertips Winthrop, Northwell, Children's Hospital, St. Francis.
Health management stuff.
And all the doctors are in that vicinity, which makes it, you know, a really great program. But all the wealth and all the doctors can't really help a senior who is maybe living alone for the first time, doesn't drive, is frail, and hungry.
Right.
You know, you said the word confidential. I think that's important as well. A lot of people, particularly in the older brackets, have a lot of pride, false sometimes, but they have a lot of pride. And the last thing they want to do is see their name in a newspaper as somebody who's getting food. All right?
Yeah, there's not a list that you print
few. Yeah, that's the point is it's confidential.
Exactly.
It's between you and the food bank, and period. And so if you have a problem with whatever the reason why you're not getting food, it's a great program. Well, I do have a question as far as, like, what kinds of food, if I'm a recipient of this, what can I kind of anticipate that I would be receiving?
Food banks focus on non-perishable food items, so food items that are going to stay staples in your home, in your cupboard. They're shelf stable. So oftentimes they're canned items, vegetables, fruits, proteins. We pride ourselves on trying to provide as much fresh and frozen product as well. But everything changes. It changes every week.
Right.
We're very savvy in writing tailored grants and getting certain funding to go beyond that, because seniors have specific diets, ensure something like that is very costly. So we try to underwrite those costs through grants and things like that. But typically, families will receive a 5-day supply of food every other week. So it's a supplement to your food needs. It's not going to meet all of them, but it's certainly going to supplement the cost that you have to purchase food. And you will have that food in your home. They're staples. So that, you know, no matter what, your cupboard's going to be stocked. And that's what's important.
Now, where do you get the food?
We purchase the majority of the food that the food bank distributes. We receive funding through the federal government, New York State, and then through private and public donations. So the majority of the food that go through our programs are purchased foods.
One of the things I was impressed with, there are a number of charities out there, which we're not here to analyze charities, but where the expenses of the charity are so high that there's hardly anything left for who is supposed to get benefited. And I was impressed by the fact that the cost of fundraising and administration for the food bank, Long Island Cares, is very low. It's like 10-11%, which based on a lot of other charities is a very, very good number. It does cost money to run a business, which this is a business, which is intended to help people.
Right.
But it's still a business, and you have expenses, and they have to be met. And some of them will be met by donations.
Mm-hmm.
And, who work there, some of them, they have to eat and get paid, too. A lot of them don't. Of course, you don't get paid, right?
I do get paid.
I'm
very fortunate.
Yeah.
But you never compromise the integrity of your organization for money. You don't do that. We're in the business to help people, and that's where our funds should go.
And I must say, you do it with dignity.
Thank you.
And that is really what is really should be also a motivator, is like people don't get stuck on a stigma. If you need food, if you're hungry, this is a wonderful opportunity, and it is done confidentially. And it really is, you know, so important. And again, I'm going to just say the phone number again because I like the phone number. I like that it's 631-582-FOOD.
See, she usually can't remember things too good, so.
That's food.
Now she's trying to show off her memory.
It's true. What happens with that? I don't know.
Well, we all have a little of that. I can tell you that. That's why do you think I have all these papers in front of me? You can't do this on television.
So,
well, you could, I guess, but
on a given day, just give us like one of your busiest days. What's going on like throughout the island?
Oh my goodness!
Like deliveries, sites, locations.
You know what?
How many deliveries?
After
being
I leave you right now, I'm going over to Peninsula Library in Lawrence for our summer food service program that's ending next week to, you know, hang out with the kids and make sure they're doing what they need to do. And then I'll probably visit some of our sites to make sure our staff are doing what they need to do. Every day is a new day.
Every day.
When you say the kids doing what they need to do, what are they doing?
Oh,
as an example, what are they?
When you partner with libraries for summer feeding, it's fun because the libraries engage the children in reading assignments and activities, and it's just a really beautiful program to see. And
so they do that plus
they eat.
Their kids who
plus
need
they get a nice meal.
Okay, so you actually provide a meal, so that would be more like a soup kitchen thing?
Well, no, summer feeding is shelf-stable foods or prepared foods.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what they're serving today, but it's probably like cereal and a fruit cup, and, you know, it's socialization, it's education, and so, you know, seniors is one focus. There's a spectrum of needs and populations on the island.
And nutritional requirements, very different for a senior than for a child.
Oh,
So
every day is different.
Right.
But I will say with the mobile pantry, we are out 4 days a week, every other week.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, doing Nassau runs and, you know, Far East runs. So every day something's going on in addition to deliveries and, you know, all that jazz.
How many people actually work for?
There's about 50 people on staff with the food bank.
Right.
The majority of, you know, our programs and services and events are supported by volunteers. They're the success of what we do.
Right. I know the church that I went to talk to them at the social ministry, everybody there was a volunteer.
Yeah.
And, okay, so we're getting the high sign from Victoria again, which means we're coming to the end of this little trip that we've taken.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was very quick, and we really appreciate you
being
here.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Jessica.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Yes, and we have 25 seconds. Do we count down, or do we just...
Let's do... So, you know, to get more information on the food banks, Long Island Care, 631-582.
Or 311.
Food. We're supposed to say food at the end of that.
631-582
food.
Very good.
Or you can always call 311.
Correct. Very good. And now we're down to 4 seconds. Time goes very slow when you get down to the end.
Sea crest out.
I'm done.